calling 911 when in an accident may just not be enough. Car accident, remember. After 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service. Non-employee spokesperson.
So we got an all-afternoon broadcast coming up again on Thursday at Hooters in Pembroke Pines. You can watch the tournament. Starts at 1 p.m. You can hang out with the Hooters girls. 23-ounce 2017 Hooters Calendar Collector Cup filled with Budweiser for only $7 or Dos Equis for only $8. Visit HootersFlorida.com for a location near you. That's this Thursday starting at 1 p.m. Hooters in Pembroke Pines. And I want to remind folks as well, we are taking your nominees for Tool of the Week Hall of Famers. Before the end of the show today, we will announce one of the finalists. That's from last week's entries, okay? And each week for the next several weeks, we're going to be naming finalists, okay? And the person who gives us the actual Hall of Famer that we induct, and that'll be in a few weeks, we're going to wind up giving you $500 towards any Shrek's Wood alternative decking from Florida Lumber. Tobin, have you narrowed down the entries from last week? Or we're going to name one before the end of the show today, right? The first finalist for the new class, Tool the Week Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I have my winner for this week.
Oh, okay, very good. It's a board of one. It's a committee of one. Okay, Tobin names the finalists, and then we're all part of the board that votes the actual inductee into the Hall of Fame. Okay, and of course the first ever inductee is Brian Windhorst. He hangs by the rafters. He hangs from the rafters by his underwear, and Heath Bell, former Marlins loser, he is also in the Tool of the Week Hall of Fame. So we are going to eventually induct a third member. One of the finalists for this Hall of Fame class will be announced before the end of the show today.
Kind of miss Wendy. Did you miss him?
Did I miss him? No, I don't miss him because, you know... What was that? What?
Yeah, did you miss him?
We're just going to gloss over that?
Yeah, did you miss him?
Did I miss him? No, I didn't miss him because then you remind me of clips like this one.
This is Windy Center.
One of the things when you look at the Miami Heat, Hammer.
Tell me I hate them.
They right now, I would say, there's a really good chance that that's going to be the Cavs' first-round opponent. And if that's the case, you watch how the Miami Heat play. From an offensive standpoint, in that series, the Cavs might have the four best offensive players. The Heat have almost no offensive ability. But they score points because they work so hard on offense. The Cavs don't have to play that way because they don't have to expend as much energy because they've got so much talent.
Literally what he's saying is nonsense. He's talking nonsense. They work so hard on offense. The Heat play so fast. They're a very fast-paced team. They're not a half-court offense. He doesn't watch the games. All he does is look at the box score and say, how does the team of Magruder and Babbitt start and win games? That's all he does. Works so hard, they move the basketball. It's not this one-on-one nonsense. One-on-one is working hard. Moving the basketball, running up and down the floor, fast break, transition. That's not working hard, okay? That's fun, fluid basketball. And it's amazing that without any ability or any talent that they're able to have one of the best offenses in the league for the last couple of months. See, that's what's going on with the national media. They don't understand what's going on with the Heat. And frankly, I don't really understand either, okay? It's remarkable. We've never seen a turnaround like this. You know, I told the story a couple weeks ago, Amber. I think it was before you returned last week where Chris Perkins, okay, I came in the studio to do one of the road games right after Ethan and Chris got done with their show, and this was in the first half of the year when the Heat were really terrible. And Perkins said to me, he's like, Zaz, you don't think there's any way they just turn it around and, like, just things start clicking? I'm like, nah, man, they suck. Like, that's how it goes in that sport. It's not like football where, say, with the Dolphins, where a few games in, you kind of find yourself, you find what you're good at, you make a nice run, or that happens in hockey. Hell, it happens in baseball for sure, okay? But in basketball, you kind of are who you are through 40 games, all right? It never happens what's going on right now. I told him, like, nah, man, like, they suck. This is who they are. And look where we are now. Okay, they're a game and a half back of sixth. And the fact of the matter is, this team, the national media, they look at box scores. They don't watch the games. So they can't understand how the Heat are winning games, and no one is taking them serious. And that's not being said there by Dopey Windhorst, where they work so hard, they've worked so hard on offense, and there isn't a lot of talent there. Hey, you're looking up and down the box score, and you don't know about this team. The working hard on offense stuff is silly. Most of the time, it looks easy for them on the offensive end because of the style of play. So, I did not miss Windhorst, to answer your question.
He's dope.
I do not miss him.
Where would you put, I guess you would go LeBron, Kyrie, they would have the best two players. And then would you go Goron?
Yeah, probably. And then you want to go Love, that's fine.
James Johnson?
I mean, let's not talk about Kevin Love is a scrub. But even if he's going with top four players, like, okay, so James, Irving, and Love, who's the fourth guy on Cleveland that you're taking before everyone in Miami? Who's that guy? Who's that? I mean, I'm being serious. Like, who is that guy? Who is the fourth guy that you're taking on Cleveland's roster before everyone for Miami? Who are we even talking about there?
Obviously, Richard Jefferson.
Or Iron Man.
I mean, look, it's a guy.
Did you see that statistic? Of Thompson? Tristan Thompson or whatever his name is?
No, I don't pay attention.
The most consecutive games played. Doesn't believe in resting. He actually elects not to rest.
Sounds right.
So that was one of the questions that one of the broadcasters had was, if he can tell coaches and people in the organization that he's not resting, then why do the other guys elect to rest? Like, if you have the opportunity, it's like not like the coach is telling you, no, it's our decision, you must rest tonight, whereas he's declining rest. And I think he's leading the league. I think it's 348 consecutive games?
Yeah.
Or 248 consecutive games? I know it's something along those lines.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. Let's do our headlines here.
This is 790 The Ticket. WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar. With Fredo, weeknights beginning at 7. Here's what's trending now in Miami.
So, Romber, you believe that malarkey where the coach comes out and says, oh, LeBron's pissed. He didn't want to sit.
No, I made him sit.
Not when it comes from Tyrion malarkey? Lou. Not when it comes from Tyrion
exactly.
Lou.
Exactly.
No way.
If LeBron wanted to play, he'd be playing.
Look, I don't know what the league is supposed to do. The Cavaliers, they continue to rest their guys. They rest on Saturday night, the first night of a back-to-back, even though they weren't changing cities, they weren't changing hotels, they're playing in the same arena the next night. LeBron sat out, Love sat out, Kyrie Irving sat out. You want to hear some of the broadcast crew on ABC during the game?
Yeah, you got to let me hear that.
All right, Tobin, go ahead, man.
That resting at the end of the season, resting regarding injuries, resting on back-to-back is very important. And you guys say?
I understand the medical information that we're acquiring. I even understand that we're getting more and more data to protect the players. But this still is an absolute joke. Who is protecting the fans? Who is protecting the game of basketball? Something's got to be done.
Yeah, and if this was any other business, it would be a prosecutable offense. This type of bait-and-switch maneuver that the NBA allows its teams to pull. And quite frankly, Mike, if you look at this athletic performance team, these groups that are supposedly preventing injury, when I look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, they've been injured all year. So how good are they doing at what they say they can accomplish?
Yeah, that's a fair point, actually.
I don't know about prosecutable offense in another business.
He took it a little bit too far.
That was a little far. I don't know if crime would be committed there.
Very hyperbolic anyway, but that's a fair point, okay? Your training staff, why are you guys always hurt?
Yep.
That's not a bad point.
Apparently, there is data that suggests on back to back, guys are more likely to get injured on the second night of a back to back. There is that data there to suggest that.
Oh yeah, well,
fatigue
is going
to
make you a little
injury.
Bit more susceptible to injury.
Right,
but again,
it's not rocket science.
They ask guys like Karl Malone. I don't know if you heard that they asked Karl Malone.
Karl Malone had a very pointed comment.
Karl Malone said, "If you ain't got 10 years, get your ass playing." Like, you ain't got no business sitting on the bench if you ain't got 10 years.
Listen, Kyrie's getting old. He's like 24 years old already. He's very old. You know, at what point does someone like LeBron, at what point are you ashamed? Because, you know, you're making your $25, $30 million a season. You got the working class guy who pays money for tickets. They're expensive.
Not a factor.
I know. Well, It's not a factor to the player. Like, he doesn't care.
Zaz, it's just so not a factor. And I know it's one thing that people or fans don't realize is that it's the same thing that when they hear about a player that does drugs, oh, my God, he does drugs. It's the same thing of when a player doesn't care about the fans. It's the same things when players, when they hear that, oh my, like for instance, the recent tight end for the Miami Dolphins that came out and said a lot of guys don't love the game anymore.
Jordan Cameron.
Cameron. Look, and people are shocked that people don't love the game. Like, no, it's just part of the game now. It's part of the business. It's just
you're saying
I know,
there's a disconnect between the athlete and the fans.
Athlete in the community, total disconnect.
But what about the player like LeBron, who you're mentioning, making all this money, and then there's the other guy down the bench not making much money at all, at least by league standards, and he doesn't get the opportunity to sit. You know, he's not in that position where he's going to be getting those nights off.
Well,
is there any
just
semblance of ever feeling bad about that? Because that guy's getting paid a hell of a lot less to hurt himself a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, but I don't think you go look at it that way, playing to hurt himself. I mean, he's paid to play basketball. You know, he's not being paid to hurt himself. Like, you're not supposed to get hurt. It's a freak injury if you get hurt, you know. You're paid to play basketball. But the part that I go back and look at is, you know, you got guys like LeBron, Kyrie Irving continue to sit out these games. And then you had that embarrassment of an All-Star game where everyone's lollygagging out there. Nobody's trying, okay? And Chris Paul, the president of the union, has to call the commissioner afterward and say, listen, this was bad. We got to do something to fix it. How about just going out and having a little bit of pride in playing basketball? How about you cash your paycheck every couple weeks or whatever it is, however often you get paid, and how about going out there, having a little bit of pride, and playing some basketball?
Well, they don't want to risk those paychecks in an All-Star game. I understand that to an extent. Something's going to have to give because, and we discussed it last hour, the TV contracts, these TV stations, and I don't know how long this new TV deal is, but it's the reason that these guys are going to be making the money that they're going to be making in the NBA. It's the whole reason that the salary cap can go up.
Yes.
Those TV stations are going to get extremely upset if the games that they're paying billions of dollars for are nonsense games that nobody watches because none of the stars are playing and it's a star-driven league. And they're going to end up pulling their money at some point whenever their next deal comes up, and that's going to affect everything, and it's going to affect the pay. But I suppose the pushback on the other side from the players would be, well, then shorten the season.
It's
breaking news.
What's going on here?
Breaking news.
What is going on?
Now you can go to bed at night and put your head on your pillow and not worry. Fox Sports has learned that FBI and NFL security, they believe that they've located Tom Brady's stolen Super Bowl jersey, and they are in the process of getting it back to Tom now.
Are you being serious? Where was it?
Details are coming soon. Breaking
news. So who is this? Fox?
News.
Fox?
Yep.
You got sources at Fox Sports 1?
Glaze.
Wow. He gets everything. So they
Glaze.
Found
located
the jersey.
It. Yep, they're in the process of getting it back to Tom now.
Is this person, do they have someone in custody?
I don't know, man. The details are
no
coming
trial,
shortly.
No trial, no jury, straight to execution,
details
right?
Details are coming shortly.
Wow. I'll tell you what is, I don't want to be patronized, and I felt like some of that was coming from the Cavaliers general manager, David Griffin, when he's talking about, I feel bad for the fans, it's unfortunate. Get the hell out of here, man. I don't want to hear from the Cavaliers general manager when LeBron and Kyrie are resting and he's feeling bad and it's unfortunate and, you know, is upset for the fans. Get the hell out of here. It's so patronizing. Get the hell out there and play basketball. I feel it's a bad look for the NBA between the All-Star game, the rest of the players, national TV games. It's a bad look.
It's not sustainable. I mean, I don't know what the NBA could do about it now if the CBA is in place for another 6 years, but it certainly wouldn't be sustainable after that, I would imagine, if
look,
this continues.
This guy really came out and said he felt bad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can you get the quotes? Toby, can you find that? Can you find quotes from David Griffin after
he
the Cavaliers
really
sat their player
came
center?
Out and said he
yeah,
feels
because,
bad.
Well, yeah, because he mentioned how the league, immediately after the starting lineups were announced on Saturday night, that the league called him, and he said they were very unhappy. You know, they called the general manager of the Cavaliers to tell him, like, this is unacceptable, even though I don't know what you could do about it.
Your star players would argue you could shorten the season, right? And that would resolve all of this. But then the problem with that is
I've been arguing that for a while now.
Okay, that's fine. But then on the other side of that, there's going to be a lot of guys not making much money who
yep.
are missing paychecks.
And who wants to get back
problem.
Money? That's what happens. You shorten the league to 80, from 82 games to 60 games, nobody ever sits. not only because the games are going to be more important at 60 games, but because the games will be spread out over
a
number of days.
Not much of a rigorous travel schedule.
Yeah.
Everything will tie in.
That works
the
LeBron James of the world. That doesn't work for the guy sitting on the at the end of the bench, though.
Well, let's go.
To the same degree.
Honest.
That's
everybody
why. That's
to live
why
off
you
off of $1 million a year.
Well, look. I mean, these guys, they get in a room. Look, they get in a room. The revenue is going
to
go down. Okay, that revenue pie is going to go down for both the players and for the owners.
Aren't going to buy themselves.
That's something they need to figure out amongst themselves. And you know, neither side is going to want to give in. Okay, fewer games, less money revenue. And that's not going to wind up happening. They're never going to agree to fewer games. That is the way to solve it.
Look, they'll still be able to afford their Louis Vuitton gym bag. Or their Gucci gym bag. It's not like they're going to be going to Marshall's and picking up that Ralph Lauren special. Like, they'll still be able to afford their jewelry. Yeah, it's not a problem. $1 million a year can still get you far.
What's league minimum right now?
I don't know.
Depending on your year.
It depends on how much time you've been in the league. I mean, if you're like a rookie, you got guys making like $500,000.
Yeah, it's not $1 million for some of these guys.
If you're a seasoned veteran, I'm talking about. If you're a veteran.
Well, right, but the problem is that you're not just talking about vets in this league. You're not just talking about
you can't tell me
guys
half a million
who
dollars
spend
a, year.
A lot of time
can't
in
tell
the
me
league.
Half $1 million a year ain't a lot of money.
What do you got, Tobin?
No, I was just asking, like, as far as payment goes with, like, the regional, like, for example, does Fox Sports Sun, they pay just the Heat? Like, how does that work between that and ESPN and who they pay? Because that's who really should be the most upset about this is you're sitting out on these ridiculous contracts that the television stations overpaid for, and hell, ESPN's laying off employees because they overpaid for these rights fees.
Yeah, what's going
and,
on there?
You know, LeBron James can't play basketball. Like,
I want to tell you, man.
I mean, that
it's
that,
an embarrassing look for the NBA.
And not only that, but he's mocking everybody, telling
that's
you
that's what I don't like about it. I don't like the mocking because he's doing. I'm telling you, he's doing himself a disservice. Or I don't know if he's doing himself because he's on the way out of the league, but he's doing a whole lot of guys coming up behind him a disservice because this isn't how this is going to continue to go. Because at the end of the day, it's the ESPN / ABCs and all those. You know, that's who's paying. That's who's paying. And money rules.
I know he's capable, but it would be something I would want to see.
Well, you heard that noise when they were bringing the ball up the court. It's because LeBron James came out of the locker room. Again, he will not play tonight.
With some coffee. I mean, these guys know how to take a break today, Mike. We don't even have to try to fake it anymore. We should have a lounge chair over there for those guys.
A recliner? How about a recliner?
Between the bottle flip and the hanging out in regular street clothes and not even like suited and booted. You know what I mean? Like usually a lot of guys, if they're not going to be playing, they'll come out.
No,
real
he
nice
was in
and
uniform, just sitting on the bench. He was active. Just ain't playing tonight.
It's a joke.
Got to drink my coffee. It's embarrassing. Overall, the league needs to do something. And what you do is you shorten the number of games in the season. It would vastly improve the product. That's never going to happen. So instead, players like LeBron can keep shoving it in the fans' faces. Because that's what it is. That's what, you know, the league's not going to do anything about it.
They
should. They should, but they're not. Nah, the owners will never agree to give up the money that they're going to lose from shortening the season.
But the TV stations will end up pulling the money if they're not making the ratings off their games because too many stars are sitting.
We'll see.
That would change everything.
I don't believe
those
they'll ever
aren't
shorten
risk
the season.
The money.
Same thing with baseball. You think baseball is too long, 162 games. They'll
oh, you're
never
talking that they'll
season.
Never shorten the season.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying the league's never going to do anything about these star players sitting.
No, I'm saying they'll never shorten the season. They'll never do it. That's the easiest way to solve it.
But
it'll
one of the
never happen.
The problem with that is because on both sides of the equation, the owners don't want the season shortened, and there's a lot of players who wouldn't want the season shortened.
Oh, I think the players want it shortened. They just don't want to give up the revenue.
That's the problem.
Yeah, players definitely want it
so
shortened.
So they still
want
to get paid for the same amount.
Yep.
The same amount of games, but play a hell of a lot less games. They want to play 60 games, but get paid.
How about just having some pride? You run around there, the All-Star game, nobody tries. You got fans in that building paying thousands of dollars to go to the All-Star game.
Well, that's a different issue, though. If you're a fan
it's
and you're paying thousands to go to the All-Star game, you know what you're getting with the All-Star game.
Kyrie
by the way, there's a whole weekend that surrounds that.
The hell out of here. I mean, I'm serious.
Can I do this headline liner?
He's got to rest. Brett, how stupid is that?
You want to settle down over there?
You're a professional athlete. 24 years old. I'm tired. I got to rest.
Brett.
Get the hell out of here.
Don't rile them up. Let me get to these headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Account Temps. Your business needs can change in an instant. Account Temps can help by providing accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis whenever you need them. Call them today. Account Temps, a Robert
Half. Why don't hockey players ever have to rest on second night?
Okay.
I'm being dead serious. How come hockey players never have to sit? Brutal. Dudes are getting cut up during games. They come back, they miss one shift maybe. They play back-to-backs all the time. They play four games in 7 nights, what have you. How come hockey players never have to sit out because of rest?
How come these guys travel in these exquisite planes and sit in the best hotels and yet not comfortable enough to play some basketball?
Well, I don't buy into that, okay?
Oh, you don't?
No matter how comfortable your flight is. And by the way,
you're still traveling.
These guys, they don't have beds on the planes, okay? They're regular seats, all right?
But traveling is still tiring.
Overstated. People do always say that. It's not like a private jet that, you know, where
yeah, they're regular planes. They're normal planes.
It's not like John. Have you seen these planes? Have you been on any of these planes?
Well, some of them, but most teams, it's normal planes that most teams are chartering.
They're Snapchatting their team plane all the time.
It's normal planes.
It's like
which
a nice
is giant recliner side by sides. They're like captain's
chairs. It's like if you sit in first class. Like, they're nice. It's still sitting on a plane.
It's still travel. I mean, traveling is still tiring. It is. Travel's still tiring.
I mean, honestly,
and as far as the nice hotels, man, you get into the hotel 4 a.m. Like, that's who cares how comfortable you've been?
Russ, he was on a propeller plane. Didn't even know he was going to live.
They are sleep deprived. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Like, I don't.
Yeah, you want to know they're sleep deprived because they're all playing poker games doing blow.
The Heat lost to the Blazers last night. 115-104. Damian Lillard at a monster night.
They're really pulling all-nighters points. In hotels doing blow, playing cards.
All night!
James Johnson did what he could. He had 24 points. It was not enough. Miami is back in action Tuesday night.
Excuse me, I'm so tired doing radio.
They host Phoenix.
That's my line.
7:30 p.m. Deion Waiters says he hopes to be back by the end of the regular season, although he does say that his ankle sprain was much more severe than his last one, and nothing has hurt this bad since he broke his ankle in college. And finally, Miami Hurricanes lost Friday to Michigan State, 78-58.
All right. You want to get sexy?
We're going to get sexy.
Anyone feel like getting sexy?
Even though I don't feel very sexy after that Heat game last night.
Well, you better get in the mood. Sexy stats next.
And now, it's time for 15 minutes of your Miami Heat.
Brought to you by Game Time at Sunset Place. Perfect spot to watch your teams play on over 70 TVs. Full liquor bar, great food and entertainment for the whole family. Visit GameTimePlayers.com. Game Time Sunset Place. Watch it, play it, win it. It's game time. What else do we know about this Tom Brady jersey, which has been recovered? What else do we know here?
Well, the reason it had the FBI involved because the jersey was apparently on foreign soil. So,
do we know what country?
No, those details have not been.
Did it make it way up to Canada?
I don't know, man. It hasn't been leaked by Glazer yet.
Well, it wasn't going to be easy, I would imagine, to unload. And so doing that in this country would probably have been very difficult.
If it's Mexico, Trump is going to be so mad. I mean, he loves Brady, loves Belichick. He's going to be so mad if it's Mexico. All right.
Would he be more mad if it was Mexico or China?
I think Mexico. China. I don't know. Although, could it be North Korea? Could it be that stupid fat kid, Kim Jong-un, who took it?
Nah. He's too busy testing missiles, you know?
All right.
And killing family members, isn't he?
You see this here? Here, this is from LeBron. This is actually back a couple months ago when sitting out, okay? This is from LeBron. I've been in this league 14 years. I shouldn't have to explain me sitting out a game or not playing games. I play in every arena, including Seattle. It's no longer here. It's not like it's my first year. I got 14 years. I paid my dues more than a lot of guys in this league. Now, that's just a couple months ago, okay? Now, why don't you go back to a couple years ago, Amber, in what sounds like a pretty different person. No? Were you not paying attention to anything I was doing there?
I'm actually not paying attention right now because I'm going through the updated sexy stats that Slim and I have been working on.
All right, good
and
times.
I was lost in a reference about me handling two Johnsons.
What a disgusting thing to say, though. Like, I've paid my dues. You've paid your dues. No, actually, you know what? The league keeps paying you your dues. You want to know why? Because it's your job. And so if you keep taking those big, fat checks from that rat snake Dan Gilbert, how about you get your ass on that basketball court? Because those big fat checks, they're coming from ESPN and TNT.
It's a, look, he's allowed to not play these games, but it sounds like a completely different player than you heard from a few years ago where he would tell you about how You know, there may be a fan who's never seen me play. They pay harder money.
No, I'm good.
No. His feelings, his pay. Damage is done.
I wasn't ready for you to throw it to me in that spot. I was a little busy at
Once
the moment.
The pride got
but
ready,
I have it.
Over.
I have it pulled up. I'm ready to go. You want me to read it now?
Nope, I just said it. Nope, I just said it.
You didn't actually say it.
Nope, I don't want to read it. It sounds like a different guy. And he's allowed to get older and more mature and, you know, maybe, you know, more confident after a whole lot of winning. And that's great. I mean, that happens to anyone, okay? But that right there, the whole I've been in this league for 14 years. I've paid my dues. It's not my first year. I've played in every arena. Doesn't sound like the same guy from a few years ago who sounded like he cared about playing for every fan on every given night.
And it was just a few years ago that we're talking. I mean, it would maybe be different if this quote was from, this quote that you now won't let me read, if this quote was from, you know, his first or second year in the league, fine, but we're just talking about within the last few years he had this attitude, and then all of a sudden it's drastically changed now, these last, you know, 2 years in Cleveland, or since winning, I guess, this other championship, maybe. And it's really disheartening if that's, you know, the change. Such a severe change in his attitude.
No, please, you know, you paid your dues. Go make more terrible game shows with Maverick Carter. We want to see you rip off Plinko because you're so busy paying your dues.
You can text in the show on the Coral Springs Automall Kia text line 67974. Why shorten the league? Wouldn't the money be less? Why not stretch out the season over more days? Shorten the league because the games will be more important. Players are not going to sit out. I mean, they're not going to be able to afford to just forfeit games, you know, if you will. I don't want to stretch the season out over more days. It's already long enough. I mean, it's long, man.
Yeah. Baseball and basketball are real long.
So
seasons.
Long.
Well, those guys, I don't think want anything to do with a stretched out season.
Like the season goes from preseason games start at the beginning of October and the finals end mid June.
Yeah.
We don't need a longer season.
No, definitely not.
Need a shorter season, if anything else.
What's crazy is these guys play pickup basketball too on the side when it's over with. They go to the summer leagues and stuff. It's a lot of basketball. Could you possibly lose your shot? What do they do that for? Play the summer league basketball to try to stay in shape, or
it's for young players. It's only young guys.
Oh, for real? Yeah. The older guys never get involved.
It's
with
for
that?
Rookies.
Well, what
like
about the pickup
first
stuff?
Year players?
Are they fully taking time off? Like more than a couple weeks?
And they're just doing whatever they're doing. Like guys like LeBron, Dwayne Wade, I mean, they're doing whatever they do to stay in shape, sometimes not stay in shape, you know? But, yeah, no, those summer leagues are only for rookies and first-year guys. It's for really young guys. Yeah. Could the league make a rule that after missing five games, non-consecutive games, a player, if you sit, I don't understand the English of that text, I'm not going to read it. You know, the same problem a player sitting out if you shorten the NBA season, if there are only 60 or 70 games, teams with playoff spots locked up but still sit players, they sit out to avoid. No, that's different. Sitting out after you've locked up a playoff spot to avoid injuries, that's a completely different story. That's not what's going on here, resting guys in December. No one's locking up postseason seeds, you know, 25 games into the season. That's a completely different story.
How much of this is relying on sports science? Because I know it's taking a factor in football as well. When we first started doing it, we were swallowing these pills that were like internal thermometers, and they would actually hold a thermometer to your lower back or to your abdomen to try to find out your body temperature, to find out how fatigued you were. So I think that's when they started doing a lot of sports-specific testing to find out when a player shuts down his body, and then they started gathering all that information, and then now they're creating actual timelines of when players are more susceptible to being injured.
Hopefully, the league looks at that.
It's got to be going on with basketball as
well. Hopefully,
the
league looks at that and does something about the schedule, because these guys are clearly not going to stop sitting. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Let's do some sexy stats here. Come on, let's go. Sexy stats sponsored by Hooters. Head to Hooters for all the basketball action this season. Wings, beer, seafood, and a whole lot more served up by the world-famous Hooters girls. Hooters, your headquarters for all the games and the best seat in town. Visit HootersFlorida.com for location near you. Amber.
It's time to get sexy. Are you ready to get sexy now, Zaslow? Because my attention was on this part of the segment earlier.
Whoa.
You got
whoa.
A little testy with me.
That's not your voice for this.
Oh, I'm sorry. You ready to get sexy?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Early on in the season, some of our guys kind of failed to meet expectations. But with some small adjustments and a lot of practice, The fellas are finally coming correct. Since the first half of the season, four Heat players have improved their three-point percentage by double digits. Dion Waiters went from 31 to 45%. Wayne Ellington, 32 to 42%. Luke Babbitt, 36 to 48%. And by far the most impressive turnaround has been Big Willie Reed. He went from 0 to 50%.
So misleading.
How many does he have?
One. One for two. Went from 0 for 1 to 1 for 2.
Sexy stats, Azzo. Don't ruin
all
sexy
right.
stats.
Okay, you're right.
Still 50%.
Got that stroke right.
You ready, Batman?
Always.
You want more?
Yes, more, please.
On Friday night, the Timberwolves couldn't handle the Heat's Johnsons. Tyler and James Johnson combined to hit 17 of 25 shots. And Tyler was slightly better, with his field goal percentage reaching 69.
God damn, you lying.
James felt left out, so last night he finished with 69% of his shots going in.
There you go.
Nice.
They're That's helping out like. Sexy stats.
There you go.
Speaking of JJ, you could argue that the Heat's most important piece this year is their big Johnson, James Johnson.
I'd argue
is.
That. Yeah. The Sorry, Heat. I'll be quiet.
The Heat are worse with him off the court than any other player on the roster. Sorry, Batman, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's okay.
When JJ isn't playing, the Heat gets outscored by 1.2 points per 100 possessions.
That's what I'm talking about. Finish strong here, Amber.
Oh, you
finish
want
us
more?
Off. Yeah, finish us, off.
More.
All right, let's switch it up. I feel like switching it up. Let's talk some hardball.
Whoa.
Did you guys see what Giancarlo Stanton did?
Whoa.
That big bat of his last night.
Whoa, tell me about it.
Man, did he hit a monster home run in Team USA's victory against the Dominican. Stanton's dong was the fourth hardest hit home run in the StatCast era, with an exit velocity of 117.3 miles per hour.
That exited real quick.
That's how she likes it.
Fast?
Real fast. Hit that mark.
Sexy stats brought to you by Hooters. HootersFlorida.com to find a location near you. Keep sending in your Tool of the Week Hall of Famer nominations. Every week, we are naming a finalist, and you could be the one who wins the $500 towards any Trex Wood alternative decking from Florida Lumber. Go to FloridaLumber.com. Florida Lumber, more than just lumber. Tobin, who is the first finalist? We're going to have 10 finalists, and then we will announce the third ever inductee into the Tool of the Week Hall of Fame. Who is the first finalist from the first week that we are opening this up again? Our books are open. We're going to welcome another member into the Tool of the Week Hall of Fame. Brian Windhorst and Heath Bell are currently in the hall. Windhorst is the first ever Tool of the Week Hall of Fame inductee. He hangs from the rafters by his underwear. Who is one of the finalists
Strong ass undies
for 2017?
It's very exciting. Let's get a little noise going.
Oh, okay. Now it's just a finalist. This is not an inductee.
Very exciting.
You're right. It takes a lot of hard work to even be a finalist. Who is it?
Aaron Wagner. Solid nominee. Coming strong.
Who would he nominate?
Josh McRoberts.
Okay.
That's good, because I thought Aaron Wagner was the nominee for
like,
a second there.
Yeah. That was weird the way you set that up, you know?
I thought,
you can admit
wow,
that, right,
what
Tobin?
Am I missing here?
That was weird the way you set it up.
I don't think it was weird.
It was a little weird.
Yeah, no,
whatever.
It was a little weird. Zazzo and I both had confused looks on our faces.
A little weird.
First finalist, Aaron Wagner.
See?
That's weird.
That's a problem.
With his nominee of Josh McRoberts.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
I think you need to get to the second part of your statement there faster.
All right, so Josh McRoberts is a finalist, okay? It doesn't mean he's getting in, okay? The whole board has to, you know, vote on who actually gets in. It's a committee of one, though, that picks the finalists, and that's Tobin, okay? So,
but impressive to be a nominee in your first year of eligibility, Josh.
Okay, there you go. So Josh McRoberts, he is a finalist for Tool of the Week Hall of Fame.
Now people are texting in tools of the week as we're talking about.
Oh,
it.
They can do that, but
that's not how it works.
Yeah, they won't.
Unfortunately,
like we want you to win the $500. You're only going to win the prizes if you email us. Okay, morningshow@theticketmommy.com. We appreciate your suggestions. We may take them via text, but you're not going to be able to win. So you should send them to us, morningshow@theticketmommy.com, so that we can get in touch with you and we could hook you up with weekly prizes and maybe the grand prize, which is the $500. Team, you got people texting in here. I thought LeBron, here it says, give LeBron a break. The longer he plays at a high level, the better the league is. It's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point. You want him to play as long as possible.
A lot of people also go to the amount of minutes that he's playing more than anybody in the NBA as well.
I don't know if he's playing the most. He's definitely near the top. I don't know if it's the
he's
top.
Got the most, he's got the most minutes.
He averages the most minutes, like more than Harden, more than Westbrook.
Yep.
That surprises me.
He has the most minutes in the NBA.
I knew he was near the top. Someone says here, LeBron can act the way he is acting now because everyone likes him again since he went back to the Cavs. I don't know if it's exactly that, but certainly the winning, you know, allows him to, you know, do a little bit more of what he wants and not care as much about what other people say.
Well, I don't think that's just the winning there. I think it was the winning here, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the big thing. It was why LeBron was, I think, so concerned with image before. Now he's won multiple championships, regardless of where he won those. I think once you inked those multiple championships, he was good anyways.
Well, you also heard in his letter that he wrote to his wife, basically thanking her for being able to put her on the back burner and his family and all the time that he's missed due to the fact that he's trying to become the greatest that has ever played the game. It's that internal motivation, greatest, that's something that he's pushed everything along with, my guess, being able to be performing in front of the fan base who loved him and cheered for him for 3 years.
Wow, so, he is second in the league.
Second he is now?
No, but I mean, he's right there. Because he just sat.
That's probably why, right?
Yeah, he's right behind Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry plays 37.7 minutes. He plays 37.6.
Yep.
And then Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns. Boy, that Tom Thibodeau, I mean, he has not learned his lesson from when he was in Chicago, huh? Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns are 3 and 4.
Grind him.
My goodness. I mean, those guys, they're kids. They're like 21 and 21 years. I think they're 20 and 21 years old, those two. Just doesn't learn his lesson, Thibodeau. Just going to drive them.
He'll grind them out until somebody else gets them.
I mean, if I was the owner of that team, coach, because he's the president too, Thibodeau, so it's not like the only person above him is the owner of the team. Yo, Thibs, settle down a little bit. You see Derrick Rose, what he looks like? I mean, you may have played a part in that. I mean, third and fourth in the league, those kids from the Timberwolves? My God. And then you got John Wall, who rounds out the top five. I mean, that makes sense.
My guess is Thibs' practices aren't that light either. He might be just one of those old school coaches that just grind the hell out of you all day, every day. Players must not want to go play for this guy, right? I know the money's probably really nice, but they have to take into
account. It's not the best. I would imagine that's not fun.
Like, are players willing to take? Have you spoken to any of the players that had an opportunity to go play for Thibs and maybe earn $1 million more, but they just said, hell no, I don't want to do that because of the way that he runs his game and his
organization? I mean, I haven't spoken to anyone. I haven't, but I'm sure
I know a lot of guys in the football world that don't want to go play for certain coaches because of the grind that they have, and they're not player friendly.
I'm sure that exists. Yeah.
Imagine the people that are lined up to come to Miami to play for Gase.
Don't some guys like the grind and the structure?
No, not at all. Well, they like structure, but they don't like beating the crap out of each other and wearing helmet and shoulder pads, you know, for the 2 days a week that you do have to hit.
Well, it's a little different in football, though, than in basketball, right? I don't know if that would be as much of a concern in basketball.
Well, I think the last thing that these guys want to do after playing, especially back-to-backs or even, you know, playing 82 games, is going into a practice facility and doing hardcore basketball training, like especially if they got a game the following day. I doubt that they want to do that.
Isn't the Heat kind of known for that?
They used to. Well, yeah, they practice hard, and they're a very hard-working organization.
Very hard.
They make you get in shape.
Crazy shape. I mean, that's all a grind.
But they used to be so much more hardcore, even if you could believe it, because, I mean, Pat Riley was a drill sergeant. But as far as the standards that you got to keep, the Heat are probably near the top as far as that stuff is concerned.
Right, and Pat Riley was a drill sergeant, and people wanted to play for him.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Russell Westbrook, 17th in the league in minutes played. I would have thought he'd have been near the top. He's under 35 minutes a game.
How many triple-doubles would he have if he was playing more minutes?
I wonder where the first guy from the Heat is. I mean, the Heat, they're such a well-rounded team. They, you know, Dragic seems to be the team leader in minutes played. 39th in the league, 33.5 minutes a game. Come playoff time. Yeah, Justice. That's right. Justice is the guy who used to play a lot. Come playoff time, we have a team that's ready to work you. Everyone plays, not huge minutes.
Well, they don't have any talent, man, so they're screwed.
Yeah. They have to work so hard to score a basket. That's why he was the first ever Tool of the Week Hall of Fame nominee. Inductee, I should say. Windors, that's why.
But they did kind of miss him. You missed him a little,
nope.
Right?
I did not miss him. I did not.
We used to have hot takes from him all the time.
Oh, he doesn't watch the Heat anymore.
Yeah, he keeps Miami out of his mouth a lot more these days than he used to.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he heard I told him.
Unless he's talking about
that
we just have no offense.
Maybe he heard me say, keep a name out your mouth. It's possible.
That wasn't really your name. That was in his mouth.
It's our name.
So much.
It's our name. Miami.
Miami.
My ring says Heat on it, too.